Excellencies, members of the forum, participants. I am pleased to address, albeit virtually, the third session of the Permanent Forum on People of African Descent. In fact, I very much regret that I am unable to join you in person, despite my keen interest in the critical issues on the agenda of the Permanent Forum. Allow me to thank Dr. June Suma for the kind invitation and to wish you all the best for your election as chairperson and a very fruitful session alongside other members of this esteemed forum. It is encouraging that in its early formative years, the Permanent Forum has already become a key platform to effectively address key issues affecting people of African descent around the world. Your good work is at the forefront of important discussions, linking the pernicious legacies of enslavement and colonialism to present-day manifestations of racism, prejudice, and racial discrimination. It was therefore befitting to have Dr. Suma participate in the General Assembly's recent commemorative meeting to mark the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, a clear testimony of your commitment to this common cause. We must recognize and indeed break the adverse legacies of these historical injustices, which sadly continue to reverberate across all spheres of life in our societies even today. We must be resolute in upholding the human rights of all peoples, everywhere, tackling the root causes of racism and racial discrimination, particularly stemming from enslavement, colonization, dispossession, and apartheid. We must start by dismantling the systems that perpetuate discrimination and disenfranchisement. We must enact comprehensive national legislation to disincentivize, prevent, and punish discrimination, and to promote equality and respect instead. We need more education and awareness raising to inculcate a common understanding of the historical fact of slavery and colonization and the continuing impact of racial discrimination on people of African descent. And we need stronger and more systematic efforts to combat racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance wherever it is found. Distinguished members of the forum, I commend the Permanent Forum for playing a vital role in the intergovernmental process to draft a United Nations Declaration on the promotion, protection, and full respect for the human rights of people of African descent. Such an instrument would be crucial to ensuring better protection and respect for the human rights of all people of African descent everywhere. As 2024 marks the final year of the International Decade for People of African Descent, it is right that we ask, have we achieved its goals? I, for one, do not believe so. And I would not be surprised if you too do not. I therefore urge all member states to positively consider the forum's legitimate call to proclaim a second international decade focused on reparatory justice, recognition, and equity as a not only valid, but an urgently needed next step. Excellencies, distinguished members of the forum, it would be remiss on my part to conclude my remarks without underscoring that frank discussions on the question of reparatory justice to address the heinous legacies of slavery and colonialism can no longer be avoided. This fact was highlighted during the General Assembly's meeting on the International Day of Remembrance of the Victims of Slavery and the Transatlantic Slave Trade, convened under the theme Creating Global Freedom, Countering Racism with Justice in Societies and Among Nations. To facilitate open dialogue on this important topic, I also recently held an informal discussion with a group of UN ambassadors in New York, where participants reflected on the many ways these terrible legacies continue to impact people of African descent, including through systemic racism, poverty, and widespread inequality. The participants echoed a common sentiment that frank and honest discussions on reparatory justice are both necessary and timely, regardless of the attached sensitivity. I take this opportunity, therefore, to call on all member states and stakeholders to make use of this important third session to promote dialogue and mutual understanding on these issues and to foster meaningful impact on the ground. As President of the General Assembly, I pledge to play my role throughout the remainder of my tenure, and I count on your continued support. We must all recommit to eradicating racism and racial discrimination in all its forms and manifestations from our hearts and from our communities, for everyone, everywhere. To do so will most assuredly give meaning and depth to our edict to leave no one behind. I thank you.